Chapter 1, Step Number 1, Learn About Your Child's Basic Needs. The Difference Between Wants and Needs. Shopping was never a favorite excursion for me to do with my young children, especially when the outing ended up with them screaming at the top of their lungs because they couldn't have something they had spotted in the store. During those times, it was difficult to convince them that they weren't going to die on the spot if they didn't get what they wanted. They simply didn't understand the difference between a want and a need. But could I blame them? At the time, I didn't know the difference between a want and a need either. It took a long time and some difficult life experiences, like losing everything and having to start all over again, for me to learn that most of the stuff I had accumulated was not actually necessary for my survival. Similar to children who want what they want when they want it, I thought that I was going to die when I had to move from a 6,000 square foot house on a nature preserve to a 1.5 bedroom apartment. But I didn't. In fact, I flourished. Remember the old song, Me and Bobby McGee, that says, "Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose"? Even more important, my entire family learned valuable lessons about the difference between wants and needs. Although I am now able to buy back the over-the-top life that I lived, nothing could induce me to shackle myself again with the golden handcuffs. They simply aren't worth it. Just the other day, a wealthy friend told me, "I feel like I don't own my stuff. My stuff owns me." So how do we teach children the difference between wants and needs? More importantly, how do we get them to assume some responsibility for getting their needs met? The bottom line responsibility for meeting your child's needs. If you are one of those parents who have taken on the entire responsibility of meeting all of your child's basic needs, it's time for you to lay down that heavy and unfair burden. Unfortunately, many parents make the automatic assumption that they are 100% responsible for meeting their children's basic needs, especially if their children are very young. However, that assumption does not take into consideration a reality that exists the moment a baby enters the world. Babies are born with an innate sense of their basic needs, and they are completely able and willing to let everyone around them know when their needs are not being met. A baby's first cry is his or her first step towards taking responsibility for getting his or her needs met. If all goes according to plan, that first step will eventually lead to the child moving beyond asking for help to fulfill a need to fulfilling the need him or herself. Consider for a moment the wet diaper. The need for comfort motivates infants to let their parents know when their diapers are wet and need to be changed. As they grow older and acquire more knowledge and skill via potty training, they begin to do what is necessary to keep themselves dry and therefore comfortable. However, things can go awry when parents jump in and take on the responsibility for a child's needs because they lack the confidence in the child's intrinsic ability to be responsible. For instance, a parent who feeds or dresses a child long after the child is capable of doing these things on his or her own is interfering with the child's progress towards becoming more and more responsible. The key is for parents to carefully consider a child's request regarding a need. A child requesting help with a need he or she cannot fulfill on his or her own is a responsible act. On the other hand, A request for help with a need that a child can fulfill on his or her own is an irresponsible act. You can help your child become responsible for getting his or her own needs met by doing these three simple things. 1. Help your child define what his or her needs are. 2. Teach your child how to get his or her needs met in acceptable ways. 3. Encourage your child to do what he or she can do to get his or her needs met. It might help if you remember the old saying, "You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink." It's a parent's job to lead to water. It is a child's job to drink the water. A good example of this is your child's need for sleep. It is your job to help your child identify and understand his or her need for sleep. It's also your job to teach your child ways to prepare for and bring about sleep, for example, relaxation techniques. But in the end, your child must follow through with the information you have provided by going to bed and going to sleep. Defining your child's basic needs. The dictionary provides a good starting point for defining your child's basic needs. It says that a need is a physiological or psychological requirement for the well-being of an organism. Human needs are requirements for human survival and growth. They include physical needs, emotional needs, intellectual needs, creative needs. Like all human beings, your child has basic needs that are crucial for his or her survival and growth.